This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The Russia-Ukraine conflict will not only harm U.S. ag producers, it already has, says one senior ag senator. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says the Russian-Ukraine conflict is already being felt by farmers and ranchers.
The way they're getting caught in farming, but everybody else is being caught with $90 barrel oil or $100 barrel oil, or it could be higher than $100 a barrel. I think that's hurting agriculture tremendously. And then think, that's just not the stuff that powers our engines. That's the stuff that increases the price of fertilizer and all that sort of stuff. So farmers are being hurt already.
And then there's the threat of U.S., EU, and U.K. sanctions against Russia.
How these sanctions would hurt their exports, I don't know. But if it did hurt their exports, it would raise the price or lower the price on Russian farmers, might help the price of American farmers, just like when Carter embargoed grain going to Russia because they invaded Afghanistan.
Though Grassley points out the Carter embargo eventually hurt U.S. producers who lost overseas business. Ukraine production of billions in wheat and corn, meantime, could shut down, providing added U.S. sales to China and others.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.